This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mombar Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Kayeka Maternity Annex impacts Luangeni community. Zehest urges voters to read party manifestos before voting. In international news, Libya, Algeria and Tunisia agree to a rational and equitable of the water in a giant aquifer. And in sports, Copa Queens drawn against Uganda in Olympic race. And now the news in detail. Residents have paid tribute to Luangeni Member of Parliament Moses Moyo for a new maternity annex at Kayeka Rural Health Post in Luangeni constituency of Chipata District. Lillian Zulu of Unjalaniko Village in Insingano Ward explains that the facility has running water, beds and facilities for premature babies. Zulu highlighted that the maternity annex has transformed the area because they previously struggled with transport money to reach distant facilities as the area is remote. Another resident, Timothy Zulu, notes that the maternity annex has reduced the need to travel long distances to Mwami and Chipata Central for health care services. He points out that over 15 villages are benefiting from the facility, including Kayeka, Njalaniko, Ntombimbimbi, Lembani, Dolomoni, Zamanja, Nukwa, among others. And Susan Chilumbu explains that hiring a motorbike at night when labor begins is risky as riders refuse fearing attacks from criminals.
Kenzo, futi kama kuti sakile ma transport, kaza ti mafshwe re ya futa na ndala maya sova. Mani jo, kaza ti kenzo kaza ti ti papele tanjira. Mani mantu papa buno bui no. Kenzo kaza kama kuti wapesika kaza ti uri manzi, mtupi muri manzi, kandi zo ya sova. So kwa hiki papa ti ti pana pafupi ni umai wangu wauti. Mama tukuti uzinge mpambi kule ni kuti mwaku ya kwala panu mchandizika msanga akuchandizani
Kituko za maninga wa president haka inda hichirema ukiwela mulima MP wao wa Moses Moyo utibwele sila ii sheo utani chandiza mwa zimea mbili ukamba vazona wazimai wanayi kufutika kwa mbili kuna kukaika zoni kuno andaru wangeni konsuwensi singo wani kwa bani hau ino manje kamba panosuru manje panosuru 0-3-0-2 mwapapira futi mwazimai wina angumwana kutandizika
mafuta ena denzo kumana nao ma transport ukaenda uto ende kule mungu vonda maybe ni 0-1 wapensira wazi nzokana ma transport nzotifu 0-1 wahonda nzokana nzokana kustiwa ataki.
Child Fund Zambia has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening partnerships aimed at improving access to healthcare and essential medical supplies for vulnerable children across the country. This comes as the organization hosts a seminar delegate from MAP International, a global non-profit dedicated to expanding access to medicines and health services for underserved communities. The visit is expected to deepen collaboration between the two organizations as well as enhance ongoing programs targeting disadvantaged children in the country. Speaking on the Development Child Fund Country Director Victor Koyi says the partnership between Child Fund Zambia and the MAP International has been instrumental in reaching vulnerable populations both locally and globally.
The principal focus of this visit is obviously to enhance the partnership that we have, but more than that, to be able to engage government. MAP has a mandate of ensuring that they reach vulnerable children, and as you know, non-profits cannot be able to undertake this without the support of government. Government are the duty bearers. So we are engaging government, and MAP has recently supported us in the distribution of macronutrients for prenatal children. And so he is coming to first of all engage governments to see how we can be able to enhance that partnership, but also to just look at some of the work that's been donated to Child Fund, and we have been able to implement this across the country. So he is here to engage with us, engage with government, and also visit specific sites where this work has been done.
Meanwhile, MAP International has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening healthcare partnership in Zambia with a focus on improving access to medical supplies for vulnerable communities. Speaking during his visit, MAP International President Chris Palombo described Zambia as a country with a strong and resilient healthcare system, but stressed that government efforts alone are not sufficient to meet all public health needs. Mr. Palombo notes that the collaboration with trusted partners such as Child Fund Zambia is essential in extending support to underserved populations, particularly children, widows, and the elderly.
So Child Fund's here, they're a trusted partner of MAP International, so we're pleased to work with Child Fund for a very long time. So my visit is to spend some time building relationships, getting known. I have been with MAP now 2 years. This is my first trip to Zambia, so I've been here a couple of years. And for me, a lot of the goal is to build relationships so that we can do more work and have better effectiveness long term. So that's a bit of a visit, and also it's a beautiful country. What an opportunity and a privilege. It's an honor to come and see and visit. So so that'll be this visit. We'll have conversation with the government as well, and a lot of that is listening. Where can MAP be supportive to Child Fund? The way the relationship is Child Fund is the partner that's in the country that does the hardest of the hard work. MAP's job is to support. We come underneath.
The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has reminded all citizens that elections are a serious national undertaking. ZEHEST Executive Director Clarence Muziamba says the choices they make on the 13th of August 2026 will determine Zambia's path on economic growth, job creation, governance, and public service delivery for the next 5 years. Mr. Muziamba has since urged every eligible voter to read and understand political party manifestos before voting. He says they believe that democracy grows stronger when citizens vote with their minds and not just their emotions. Kasama Municipal Council says operations at Samfwa Pontoon have resumed following a temporary closure that was effected on 21st March due to elevated water levels. Kasama Municipal Council Public Relations Manager Charity Chaiwila says the water levels have reached and turned to normal, allowing for the safe resumption of crossing services. Ms. Chaiwila says motorists and all members of the public are therefore advised that the pontoon is now fully operational, and users are encouraged to adhere to all safety guidelines provided by operators to ensure smooth and secure passage. She says the council appreciates the patience and cooperation of the public during the period of disruption and remains committed to ensuring the safety and reliability of transport services. Now, the Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended Elegans Technologies from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year for underperformance of contractual obligations and a contract with Chimwemwe Level 2 Hospital. ZPPA Principal Public Relations Officer Inutu Mushambatwa says the suspension of Elegans Technologies was in relation to a contract for the installation of 11 closed-circuit television CCTV cameras in the main pharmacy store, maternity ward, radiology and kitchen at the hospital at a cost of 66,750 kwacha. Ms. Mushambatwa has revealed that in March 2026,